You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jonathan from Manchester.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Jonathan apparently on his way to meet his mom at the car dealership. You getting a new car today?
No. She's getting a good old routine oil change, and I just happen to be her lovely Uber driver back home.
Well, that's very nice of you to do for your mom. What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Ori.
Ori. All right, cool.
Yes.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number 1. Nick Jonas says he went out for Kristoff in Frozen, but he bombed the audition. What was the big hit song from the first Frozen movie?
Let it go, let it go.
Question number 2. Anne Hathaway says she pushed really hard to get Julie Andrews back for Princess Diaries 3, and she still hopes she changes her mind. In the past, Julie Andrews played which magical nanny? Who knew a spoonful of sugar helped the medicine go down?
Oh my goodness, give me a second. Give me a second. Mary Poppins.
Question number 3. Jenny, who's in Blackpink, her record label is taking legal actions against defamatory posts and fake content about her. Jenny currently has a hit on the radio with Tame Impala named the song.
Dracula.
Madonna leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11. I say again, Madonna leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11.
I'm still not sure how.
She's followed by Taylor Swift with 9. The show airs live September 27th. What is the trophy handed out during the MTV VMAs?
It's the moon, man.
Question number 5. 117 years ago today, the first race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's where they do the Indy 500. What does the 500 stand for in big races like the Indy 500 and the Daytona 500?
I want to say it's the laps.
All right.
They have to go around.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was pretty good, Jonathan.
Oh, I thank you.
Jonathan is a delight, Kennedy.
I'm sure he is. Taking his mom around. That's a good doobie right there.
He got 4 out of 5 right.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
These are tough. $100 on the line. Question number 1. Nick Jonas says he went out for Kristoff in Frozen, but he bombed the audition. What was the big hit song from the first Frozen movie?
Let It Go.
A little disappointed you didn't belt that one out.
Let
like Jonathan.
Go.
Anne Hathaway says she pushed really hard to get Julie Andrews back for Princess Diaries 3, and still hopes she changes her mind. In the past, Julie Andrews played which magical nanny who knew a spoonful of sugar helped the medicine go down?
Mary Poppins.
Tied at 2. Jenny, who's in Blackpink, her record label is taking legal action against defamatory posts and fake content about her. Jenny currently has a hit on the radio with Tame Impala named the song.
Dracula.
Tied at 3. Madonna leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11. I say again, Madonna. Leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11. She's followed by Taylor Swift with 9. The show airs live on September 27th. What is the trophy handed out during the VMAs?
A moon man. A moon person, excuse me.
Both are acceptable. 4 to 4. Question number 5. It was 117 years ago today. The first race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is where they do the Indy 500. What does the 500 stand for in big races like the Indy 500 and Daytona 500?
Laps.
Miles.
Dang it.
It is miles.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. 4-4 is the final score.
That was a good one, Jonathan.
We end up in a tie.
Good one to you, too.
Jonathan, you don't get the $100, but you did win a $100 gift card to Wagamama. New menus, new favorites, same Wagamama energy. Discover 26 new dishes and 15 new drinks from Bao Bun Tacos and Wagamama Sliders to refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy, only at Wagamama.
That all sounds so delicious.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Jonathan from Manchester, and I tied with Kennedy.
Yay!
And can't beat her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lauren from Boxborough.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you kindly leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Your chance at $1,000 right now, Lauren. Kennedy has left. You get more right, you win. If you tie, it's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Of course you are. Journey keyboardist Jonathan Cain is hinting that Steve Perry could show up at their November 28th show in their hometown of San Francisco. What is Journey's biggest hit that went 18 times platinum and gets sung in every karaoke bar in America?
Don't Stop Believing.
23 years ago today, Newlyweds Nick and Jessica premiered, starring Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. Neither the show nor the marriage lasted. Nick now hosts which Netflix reality show with his current wife, Vanessa?
Oh, Love is Blind.
The children of Robin Williams have reactivated his Instagram account to fight against rampant AI abuse of his voice and likeness. In which movie did Robin Williams pose as a Scottish housekeeper to get his children back?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Tom Holland will likely make more than $100 million for Spider-Man Brand New Day, thanks to a $20 million salary and his cut of the profits. Who plays Aunt May in this version of Spider-Man?
Oh. It's not Sally Field, is it? I don't think so, but I'm just going to say.
Question number five. Ella Langley, Shaboozy, and Stella Lefty lead the country artist nominees at the MTV VMAs with two each. What is Stella Lefty's breakout hit from earlier this year?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lauren, I understand you're heading out to UMass Amherst. It is your last day. You're changing jobs?
I am, yes. I've been there for the past couple years, so I'm changing jobs. So definitely a bittersweet day.
So you've been driving from Boxborough to UMass Amherst for work? Amherst.
Yes.
That's a haul. That's going to be an hour drive.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that you're going to stop doing that.
Nah.
Is your new job farther away?
Yes, but there might be some relocation in the future for us, so we'll see.
Commuters are our lifeblood, Lauren.
Yeah,
good luck.
I can't have you commuting.
I can't wait to start listening to you guys at like 6 a.m. when I start my new commute, so I will be
it's a completely different show at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we're at our best when hardly anyone's listening.
I will now be listening, so I'm pretty psyched.
All right, well, thank you for that. Kennedy, Lauren from Boxborough got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done.
These are tough. $1,000 on the line. Journey keyboardist Jonathan Cain is hinting that Steve Perry could show up at their November 28th show in their hometown of San Francisco. What is Journey's biggest hit? It went 18 times platinum and gets sung in every karaoke bar in America.
Don't Stop Believing. And that's never going to happen.
Tied at one. Question number two. 23 years ago today, Newlyweds Nick and Jessica premiered, starring Nick Lachey and Jessica.
How many years, Carson?
23.
We can't.
Neither the show nor the marriage lasted. Nick now hosts which Netflix reality show with his current wife, Vanessa?
It's not The Circle. It's
three, 2.
I'm not going to get it.
Love is Blind.
That's it.
2-1 for Lauren. The children of Robin Williams have reactivated his Instagram account to fight against rampant AI abuse of his voice and likeness. In which movie did Robin Williams pose as a Scottish housekeeper to get his children back?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
3-2. Question number 4. Tom Holland will likely make more than $100 million for Spider-Man
Good
Brand New Day.
You.
Thanks to a $20 million salary and his cut of the profits and bonuses. Who plays his Aunt May in this version of Spider-Man?
Is it Marissa Tomei?
3-3.
AKA Mona Lisa
well
Vito.
Done, Kennedy.
My biological clock is ticking like this.
3-3. Question number 5. Ella Langley, Shabuzi, and Stella Lefty lead the country artist nominees at the MTV VMAs with 2 each. What is Stella Lefty's breakout hit from earlier this year?
Oh, I don't know. Boston.
On a train back to Boston.
Yeah.
Boston is the name of that song.
Lauren, you're so close.
3-3 is the final score. Nice work, ladies.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you calling in to play. Enjoy that last day at the office. I'd say burn it down when you leave.
No way.
Burn that bridge. Burn that. No? Is that not what you do? Okay. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lauren from Boxer, and I can't beat Kennedy, but keep spreading that positivity.
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Elena from Rutland.
Hello, Elena.
Hi.
Apparently, Elena has a car full of kids. They are on their way off to camp.
Hi, car full of kids.
Nice.
Hi.
What are their names, Elena?
Hannah, Caden, Rowan, and Forrest.
And they all yours?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Has anyone ever told you that's too many kids?
Yeah. I tell myself it's too many kids.
You tell them to mind their business.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's gone. Question number 1, John Stamos, 63 today. On which show did he play Jesse Katsopoulos?
Oh my God, Full House. We've been watching it recently.
The trailer for NCIS New York has been released and it stars LL Cool J. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Stand for something? I have no idea.
Question number 3. Christina Perry is 40 years old today. Her biggest hits include Jar of Hearts, Human, and which song that was also the Twilight Breaking Dawn anthem?
My wedding song, 1,000 Years.
Oh, well, that was kismet.
That's incredible. Question number 4. ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard died yesterday at the age of 77. In one of their band's biggest songs, they told us that every girl's crazy about a blank. We're going to have to introduce those kids to ZZ Top today.
I know.
We don't play a lot of ZZ Top on Mix 104.1.
Question number 5. Olivia Colman has joined season 6 of Only Murders in the Building as the series heads to London. Olivia Colman played Queen Elizabeth II in which Netflix historical drama?
The Crown.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What kind of camp are the kids going to?
Nature camp.
Can I ask Dan?
Sure.
Do they have archery at this camp?
I knew I was going to get that question. No.
You don't find archery in nature. It's man-made.
Yes, but...
But that's a good place to shoot.
In nature.
Bow and arrow.
But nature camp, they're like examining plants and stuff, right?
Yeah, you can shoot at trees, targets.
Shooting trees is the opposite of what they do at nature camp.
You're not going to hurt the tree.
Yes, you would.
That's a small arrow.
All right, I'll bring one in tomorrow and see how you feel.
Small arrow.
Sound good?
Elena got 3 out of 5. Correct.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
John Stamos, 63 today. On which show did he play Jesse Katsopoulos?
Full House.
Tied at 1. The trailer for NCIS New York has been released. It stars LL Cool J. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies love Cool James.
2-1. Christina Perry, 40 today. Her biggest hits include Jar of Hearts and Human. And which song that was also the Twilight Breaking Dawn anthem?
I don't know.
And oh, by the way, it was Elena's first dance. It was her wedding song.
No, what is it?
1,000 Years.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love that for you.
I do the ding for her, but you got it wrong.
That's okay.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard died yesterday at the age of 77. In one of ZZ Top's biggest songs, they told us that every girl's crazy about a what?
A guy named Stan. I'm kidding. A sharp-dressed man.
3-2. Yes, it is a sharp-dressed man. Oh. What is happening there, Elena?
There's 4 kids in the car.
I don't know. My youngest said something is too loud.
Probably us. Question number 5. Olivia Colman has joined season 6 of Only Murders in the Building as the series heads to London. Olivia Colman played Queen Elizabeth II in which Netflix historical drama?
The Crown.
Yes, it is The Crown. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
One right for every kid. Am I right? Elena, thanks so much for listening and calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Elena from Rutland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kelly from Manchester.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Our second person from Manchester to play this morning. Do you know Jonathan?
I do not.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio,
actually,
please? Yes?
I'm actually not from Manchester. My mom was answering the phone and she freaked out and said Manchester.
Okay.
I'm from Merrimack.
Merrimack.
So she just panicked and yelled Manchester?
Yeah, we were driving through Manchester. She's never been on the radio before. She was a little nervous.
Where are we from again?
I love this so much.
Kelly, what's your mom's name?
Joyce.
Joyce.
She's now driving.
Joyce from
She's
Manchester.
Now driving because we switched.
Manchester's
She's
finest.
She's also not from Manchester. I don't know.
She is
Nobody's
now.
From Manchester.
Yeah, that's it. It's now our hometown.
You guys should meet Jonathan. He's lovely.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kelly?
She keeps getting
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Where does Joyce live?
Merrimack, also.
Also.
Hello. Kennedy's caught in her headphone cord. She can't get out of the studio. Hold on.
You all right, Kennedy?
No.
My stepmother's name is Joyce Dan.
Yep.
And when I was very young, my dad had a little boat, and he used to call her Joycey. So he named the boat Joycey, Joyse. And I always thought that was pretty clever.
Oh,
I thought
that's
it was pretty good, pretty good dad joke.
Boat names are very clever or terrible.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $1,000. People are like, get on with the game, guys, already.
Sorry.
All right.
Kennedy is gone. She can't hear anything that's happening. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number 1. Taylor Swift has a bunch of MTV VMA nominations, but one song is not getting the recognition it probably deserves. Taylor's hit, inspired by Shakespeare from the album The Life of a Showgirl, was snubbed in the Song of the Year category. Can you name that song?
The song is The Fate of Ophelia, and that's just rude.
A list of movies that revived an actor's career include Iron Man for Robert Downey Jr., The Whale for Brendan Fraser, and John Wick for which actor?
Keanu Reeves.
The lead singer of The Killers is releasing a solo album this...
Is releasing a solo album this Friday.
What is his name? Hello? Three, two...
Brendan Flowers?
What is it?
Brendan Flowers?
Question number four. Sources close to Kim Kardashian says...
That felt googly to me.
No, there's somebody in
the
car.
That was definitely not googling. There was someone in the car. I was asking them.
Who else is in the car? Jeez, we got
to... My nieces are in the car. We're all going up to school to set up my classroom.
Okay. Sources close to Kim Kardashian say she may want to have more kids with her current boyfriend. Who is he?
Kim Kardashian's boyfriend? Yeah. No, we don't know.
Question number five. The new host of Reading Rainbow has posted that he is seeking help and is going to check himself into a hospital. He said that he is safe, but he's not okay. What is his name on the show, the new host of Reading Rainbow?
Host of Reading Rainbow. They're too old for that.
All right.
No, the new host. It's not LeVar Burton. No.
Nope. All right, let's get Kelly back in the studio, please. Kelly, what are your niece's names who also live in Manchester now?
Addie, they don't actually, but everyone's from Manchester. Addie and Vera.
Addie and Vera?
Yes.
Okay. They're going to set
they
up her classroom
all,
today. Where do you teach?
Oh, I love that.
Do you teach in Manchester?
I do not. I teach in Fremont, New Hampshire.
Kennedy Kelly got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Oh, these are tough. $1,000 potentially for Kelly. Question number one, Taylor Swift has a bunch of MTV VMA nominations, but one song not getting the recognition it probably deserves. Taylor's hit inspired by Shakespeare from the album The Life of a Showgirl was snubbed in the Song of the Year category. Name the song.
Fate of Ophelia.
Tied at one. Question number two. A list of movies that revived an actor's career include Iron Man for Robert Downey Jr., The Whale for Brendan Fraser, and John Wick for which actor?
Keanu Reeves.
2-2. The lead singer of The Killers is releasing a solo album this Friday. What is his name?
Brendan Flowers.
What is it?
Brendan Flowers.
You both
Brandon
got it. It is Brandon Flowers.
Brandon Flowers.
Isn't it country too? I heard one song. It
He's was, doing a country album?
That was my understanding.
That's interesting.
Tied to two. Question number four.
He said the same thing I did.
Sources close to Kim Kardashian are saying she may want to have more kids with her current boyfriend. Who is he?
Lewis Hamilton.
Yes, the F1 race car driver, Lewis Hamilton. Oh. 3-2. Question number five. The new host of Reading Rainbow has posted that he is seeking help and is going to check himself into a hospital.
Breaks my heart.
He said that he is safe, but not okay. What is his name on the show?
I know his first name is Michael, but that's all I know.
Yeah, Michael the Librarian.
He is just
what they call
one
it.
Of the most amazing humans. I've followed him since the dawn of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was just a librarian in the kids section. Mm-hmm. And he would do TikToks from there, talking about kids and cool books. And people gave him so much hate, he ended up in the hospital. And like this has happened to him a couple
you
of times.
You got it. You're fine.
I hate that for him.
That's
it's
awful.
But he is the goodest doobie in the world.
Everything okay, Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds it.
Mom's struggling again.
I'm sorry, honey.
Did she forget what town she's in?
3-2 is the final score. We finally got there. Kennedy gets the win. Kelly, unfortunately, don't get the $1,000. But thank you to you and to Joyce and Abby and Vera and everybody in Manchester listening.
Yeah.
To the show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Keeps getting funny.
I'm Kelly from Merrimack, not Manchester.
Ah!
And I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.